This is ESPN's Clueless Bracketology with the winner of last year's office pool, Linda from Accounting. Linda, your thoughts on Colgate?
I love Colgate, especially their overnight whitening pen.
Right. Duke is a 4 seed. Do they have a chance?
Okay, so I don't know what seeds are, but my dog growing up was named Duke, so I love them.
You think they could beat UConn?
Ew, Connecticut is like the most boring state.
Okay, any thoughts on Drake?
I haven't listened to Drake since before COVID.
Finally, who do you have in the Final Four?
Okay, so I have BYU, because if you switch around the letters, it spells buy, and I love shopping. St. Mary's, because Mary's my middle name. Kentucky, because horses. And Gonzaga, because it's so fun to say. Gonzaga. Gonzaga.
You're watching ESPN's Clueless Bracketology. More expert analysis after this.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
In just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio?
radio. That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Thank you, butter!
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
Hello.
A setback for Texas in attempts to secure the southern border. The U.S. Supreme Court has extended an injunction blocking Texas from enforcing a state law, which clears the way for the arrest and the deportation of illegal aliens. Former President Trump has been unable to secure the close to $500 million bond required to appeal a New York civil fraud judgment against him. Showdown in the South China Sea. Secretary of State Blinken, noting increasingly aggressive actions by China's military in the disputed waterway, says the U.S. stands with the Philippines. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu has agreed to send a team of Israeli officials to Washington to discuss with Biden administration officials a prospective Israeli move on the southern Gaza city of Rafah. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures are down 32 points, NASDAQ futures off 44. More details, srnnews.com.
If you're 65 or older, you know this. Seeing your healthcare costs go up and up is frustrating. And maybe you were just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing again, or you're just tired of the massive deductibles. Well, here's some good news. There's a program that can really help with this. It's MediShare 65 Plus. It's an affordable, reliable alternative. You can choose any Medicare provider. You get telehealth access anytime you need it. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. MediShare is a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith. People actually pray for you. They encourage you. And it's proven, too. It's been going strong for over 30 years now. So call now. You can get one low monthly price for up to 10 years. You're not stuck with increasing costs. You can do something about this today. Call MediShare 65 Plus. Find out how much you can save. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
Boilermakers, Bobcats, Bears, Bison, and Badgers. You got a pair of Dukes, Spartans, Gales, Flyers, and Lancers. Golden Eagles, Golden Grizzlies, Crimson Tide, Red Raiders. Blue Jays, Blue Devils, Cyclones, and Gators. Huskies, Hatters, Five Bulldogs. Antelopes, Jackrabbits, and Horned Frogs. Cowboys, Two Aggies, Longhorns, Broncos. 34 down, 34 to go. Four Cougars, Catamounts, Cornhuskers, Cavaliers. Ducks, Owls, Eagles, Hilltoppers, the Volunteers. Tar Heels, Blazers, Raiders, Rams, and Jayhawks. Fighting Illini, Aztecs, and Peacocks. Three Wildcats, Three Tigers, Lobos. The Beach, Seahawks, Gamecocks, Buffaloes. Twice the zips, that's it. Write them down, fill out your brackets. It's March Madness.
Hey there, everybody. And that is the new version, by the way. That is this year's field, including the Auburn Tigers.
Yeah, that's a yearly thing, huh?
Yes. And we are, of course, rooting for Auburn even more so this year because we got Mommy the Swami up there. On our side.
Yeah,
so.
The Eastern Regionals in Spokane.
Spokane,
whatever. Tomato, tomato.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, the Eastern Regionals. It's crazy. How did they figure that out? I don't know.
You know, I don't get that either, but that's sports. Look, for a long time, the Braves were in the West Division.
I know. Right? That's true.
And I think the only reason they were stuck there is because they had a good... you know, they're a transportation hub, so a lot of nonstops out of Atlanta.
Right.
To wherever. In fact, if you die and go to heaven, I believe you have to stop there first.
Delta is ready when you are.
Yeah, and so is the Lord. Did that make sense? I did not mean to be blasphemous, if there is such a word. In fact, let me ask, is there such a word?
No.
Okay, just wanted to double check. Coming up, a cow barging into a wedding at a very inopportune time. And some other crap. But right now...
Weather is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
I'm Johnny Adams, your Alabama personal injury attorney with the Johnny Adams Law Firm. Stay weather alert all day long with the Rich Thomas Weather Network.
And we're going to meet Johnny in the studio here later.
Yes.
It's freezing this morning. Literally, we just reached 32 at MGM. Is this the last freeze of the season? You know, if I was a betting man, I would say yes. But the latest ever occurred in 2022 on April 19th, 2022 was the latest freeze ever.
I remember that.
So our forecast for today, well below normal, cool sunshine. It's still winter officially, high near 60, clear and cold again tonight, low 36. Spring begins at 10:06 p.m. Central Daylight Time. So a frosty start tomorrow morning with temperatures again in the mid-30s at first. Not quite as cool during the day with a high near 70, mostly sunny. Mid-40s Wednesday night, low to mid-70s on Thursday, more sun. Scattered showers returning Thursday night into Friday, followed by a dry weekend. Right now, Selma is a cold spot at 30, Prattville 33, and at MGM, we're at 32, the freeze mark at 610.
ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.75% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Good morning, sunshine.
What a glorious day.
Do you know what today is?
Please, enlighten me.
Enlighten me.
Today's the first day of spring.
First day of spring.
First day of spring?
It's the first day of spring. The spring equinox.
Otherwise known as...
Allergy season.
Allergy season.
This is pollen season.
On this day, the first day of spring.
It's showtime.
At 6:11, he's here early today. You guys in the back.
All hail Jay. All hail Jay.
Good morning.
How's it you wound up here like 5 or 10 minutes earlier than normal?
Yeah, it all depends on what I got to deal with before getting here.
I see.
Or before I get into this room, basically.
Let's start the morning off on a lighter note.
It's time.
It is time.
Time for...
Stupid.
News.
News.
What news?
Stupid.
News.
Let's go. And you'll be able to see this on a video posting. Where is that coming from? Where is that coming from? Oh, okay. I got it.
Which one of the 20 tabs open?
Yeah, I do open a lot of tabs during your show, don't I?
Yeah, tabs.
Outdoor wedding in the United Kingdom. And the timing was off when the question came, does anyone object to this union?
In order to proceed, I must now ask if any person here... Any person here present knows of any lawful impediment? I should not be joined in matrimony. You should declare it now. Non bovine age.
You'll be able to watch that cow on my Facebook page in just a bit.
Timing is everything.
It sure is. And now that we've had some fun, it's time for Hard News, brought to you by Pennier and Concrete Technologies.
The Pledge of Allegiance.
Immediately following.
The announcement.
Make an announcement.
Big announcement.
We are going to bring you
today's announcement.
Not by tape recording, but live.
Live.
Immediately following this announcement, you will see a flash and hear a beep.
Two stories. Look at that smug, the word I'd like to use, can't. Letitia James smiling. How is Donald Trump supposed to come up with $454 million so he can appeal a case in which he was convicted of paying a loan off on time? This should give everybody the chills. However, there's a turn in the case that another leftist idiot's been pursuing in Florida on the documents. Jack Smith has been told by Judge, and this story dropped late last night, that he must now decide whether to allow jurors to peruse through every single classified document found at Mar-a-Lago or give jurors instructions that would effectively order the jury to automatically acquit him. So once again, at least some of these, pardon the pun, trumped up cases are going away. I just think this is outrageous. This is abuse of the law to the fullest. And we got two criminals prosecuting him in Georgia who should face perjury, charges and misuse of taxpayer fund, and if being a rectum is a crime, they should be charged with that on a felony level. Speaking of that, we have a new song about butts coming up.
I love the way you segue.
Yeah, well, it all kind of knits together. That's what I do here between, 4:30 and 6, is find a pattern. So that will be coming up. If you're considering a concrete project, you're going to invest in concrete. It costs money. Make sure you invest with people who will spare no attention to detail when it comes to doing the job right. And that's Penny Earn Concrete Technologies. Always, it's amazing to me how many people say, hey, I know somebody that can work with concrete, and you'll save a ton of money. Use them. And then they get what they pay for, which is a crap job with that eventually either it looks hideous when it's done. In fact, Swami, about 10 years ago, hired somebody off a recommendation and had to have the whole thing torn out a week later and replaced by somebody that knew what they were doing.
Oh, my God.
So it can become a very expensive error. So call Penny Earn, Tom Latham at 284-9292 and get him out. And when you meet Tom, you're going to understand why you can anticipate a great result, because he is just a stickler for detail. And there's no better word than fuss about just the guy. Make sure that every single inch of that pour has been properly reinforced. The top-notch materials are being used and all planning has been done to a T. 284-9292. The proof is on the Facebook page, Penny Earn Concrete Technologies. Photos and videos of completed projects. You'll see the thoroughness and the attention to detail they give. You can't go wrong. 284-9292. Penny Earn Concrete Technologies. At 6:16, 18:19, news is next.
News is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm, your Alabama personal injury lawyer.
18:19 News.
U.S. Senator Katie Britt is calling on the U.S. Senate to take up the Citizen Ballot Protection Act, which has already passed the U.S. House. Britt is now offering up a committee hearing that was held last week in order to provide further proof of the need for federal law to safeguard the vote for U.S. citizens only. Britt spoke with Alabama Secretary of State Wes Allen in that committee hearing about what tools are provided by the federal government to states in order for them to verify that a voter is a U.S. citizen before they can register and vote in a federal election.
They told us to use the SAVE program, which is the Systematic Alien Verification Entitlement Program database. But the thing is, the SAVE program database does not allow states to verify citizenship through that database. So that's really all we have. We tried. The federal government, federal courts have blocked previous efforts by states to verify citizenship. I think it's important now more than ever, especially given what's happening at our southern border.
I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Covenant Grassroots Group seeks to directly support organizations and agencies that are fighting the global battle against human trafficking. They do this through funding, procuring, and advocating. You can go to covenantrescue.org for further details. They need your donations, guys. Hop on and donate.
An Athens man who has been out on bond awaiting charges for drug trafficking is now back behind bars on even more drug charges. 55-year-old Jeffrey Presnell is accused of having a controlled substance along with marijuana and forbidden firearms. A search of Presnell's residence occurred on March 11th by the Limestone County Narcotics Unit. Hydrocodone tablets were seized along with other drugs. Presnell is being held in the Limestone County Jail after having his bond revoked. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Unable to work because of an injury at the fault of someone else? Call me, Johnny Adams.
Call Johnny Adams Law Firm at 500-500-500.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other lawyers.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system and provide the specially tailored care that veterans need.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, where are the white women at?
all the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This going viral on the YouTubes.
I like big butts, I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. When a girl walks in with an itty-bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung, 'cause you notice that butt was stuffed. You pull up tough, deep in the jeans she's wearing. What you gonna do with all that junk? Inside that trunk, I'ma get you drunk, get you love drunk off my hump. What you gonna do with all that S inside them jeans? Gonna make you scream. My hump, my hump, my hump.
Pretty well done.
Yeah. I like it.
Oh, I love the song it comes from, too.
Yes. Yes.
Sounds of Silence.
Oh, I thought you meant Baby Got Back.
That's really good.
Oh, yes. Let's talk about that. Did you try it yesterday?
I did, yes.
That is really incredible ice cream. Bluebell comes by and tries to fatten us up with their latest flavor. And
whenever they got a new flavor, they step by.
But the key word in this new flavor is butter.
Mm.
And look, butter is butter, and it's like one of the greatest inventions in history.
Yep.
And this new ice cream, the first taste.
What's it called?
Butter yellow cake.
Gooey butter cake.
Yeah.
Oh, here's the official press release from yesterday. They're celebrating their St. Louis expansion with a new flavor called Gooey Butter Cake Ice Cream.
Mm.
It is so good. We should set up a stand out in front of the building and offer a little cup for a dollar. And then go have a nice breakfast somewhere. Well, you've had a nice breakfast, I guess.
Steak and eggs.
Yeah.
On the last morning of winter. What a great way to start.
Anyway, this should be, from what they told me yesterday, this should be in Food Outlet. Today, if not today, tomorrow. But when you see, and by the way, through today, Bluebell is on sale, pint size Bluebell at, I think it's $2.20. And let me check. I can do that very quickly here through the magic of the interwebs.
And this has no calories in it.
None. They have been drained. Let's see. Bluebell is $2.33 a pint. And it's available in pints and half gallons. You've got to try this. Your ice cream history is incomplete until you've sampled this stuff. It's really, really amazing. I'm even ahead on convoluted intros for random facts. You got a sneak preview of some of the stuff you'll be hitting on, Jay?
Bunch of random facts.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
That's what I'll be coming up with.
Boy.
Let's see. We have a random fact about... a guy from history.
Oh, thanks.
I know, right?
Can't wait for that. What else you got?
Tell you about a ghost blimp.
A ghost blimp?
A ghost blimp.
From China?
Yeah, we'll give you a... Oh, man, you'll enjoy this one. We'll talk about obituaries. Okay. Let's see. Random fact about David Bowie, Glenn Miller.
I read a magazine column once called Obituary.
Mm.
But I forget what I don't remember.
What
it was good. It was, take my word for it. Everybody loved it.
Wow, we got a couple. We got a few music. We got musical song random facts there. Got random facts about two actors coming up as well. A 12-year-old boy in Taipei. So that's what's coming up on Random Facts.
Oh, well, we thank you for the preview.
You're welcome.
Later on, we also have 15 things we miss about being a kid. But the one that kind of jumped out at me, and I saw something on this last night, and I didn't find it particularly heartening, but most Americans now think 9-to-5 jobs are an outdated idea. 57% of 2000 polled working Americans found that a 9-to-5 job no longer works for them.
I never had a 9-to-5 job.
Well, I had a couple because I had to because I was bad. And I had to work in the real world for a while. But I got this back. Over half think jobs without a flexible schedule are an outdated idea. I think, I don't know, I mean, unless I'm wrong, which is so rare, most companies have become more flexible with allowing personal time, that kind of thing.
Oh, and COVID had something to do with that, I would think.
Plenty of Americans have already abandoned 9-to-5s. The gig economy. What's the gig economy, really? I mean, this is my gig. So, and it creates my personal economy.
I don't think that's the way they mean it.
Survey also found a lot of people want to be paid differently, including people who think they should be paid every day.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, if you get a paper route, you can do that.
Actually, there's services that will allow you to get paid every day. Like, you can sign up with this service. They'll give you your pay. They'll take whatever your pay is.
Yes.
And they'll say, okay, well, here's a day of that.
And how much of your pay do they get for providing that service?
There's, you know, they're going to take a chunk of that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
as
see,
the service. But still, there's a way that you can do that because some people need that money immediately.
I'm going to take...
Okay, I can see if there's a special circumstance. I would rather be paid weekly.
Oh, I understand.
Because we get paid twice a month. And I hate the weeks where there's nothing coming in, not even a mailbox check.
I completely understand.
First world problem.
Yeah.
It would be interesting
services
to
out there.
Take my salary and then divide it by 30 and see what I would make a day. Jeez.
Got a calculator. I'll do it for you right now.
I appreciate you chiming in on that, Jay, because I had no idea there were such companies. I know the ones that advertise, hey, we'll cancel all your subscriptions. When I looked, oh, God, I have got so many duplicates. I'm wasting money and have been for a while on duplicate things. But I'm too lazy to go through them and call the companies.
I know.
That's... TransUnion is one of them, man. I don't know how I wound up with three different TransUnion accounts. And all they do is offer advice.
Part of the reason... Okay, so it's a love and hate thing. I hate when I get a new credit card. When they have to reissue my card or whatever the case. Like, if I have to report my other one as being, you know, somebody's gotten the info. Or if for whatever reason it expires, I got to issue a new one.
Yeah.
I hate it because I got to go back through and set up all of my
stuff. Got to report the new number, yeah.
But I also love it because the stuff I forgot gets canceled because it can't re-up. And I'm like, oh, I didn't need that anyway.
Yeah.
Glad you're gone.
So when you cancel and they give you a new card, they don't automatically, the people that you're subscribing to can't build a new number.
No, unless you put that number in there, they can't, no. It depends.
Hey.
Now, if you've used a subscription service that pulls directly from your bank account... Unless you change bank accounts or run out of that money, it's going to continue to draw from there unless you cancel it. But if you put it on a credit card that then expires, they can't get your new stuff until, you know, you put a new card in.
That may be the easiest way to do it, though. Hello, Chase Bank?
Right. I'd like to please issue me a new card. New number, everything. Just issue a new card and cancel the other one. You can do that. It's your card.
Huh.
Just don't know how much more stuff. That's how I find out who I'm using a card for and who I'm not, because I'll get calls later on, about a month later. Hey, we've been trying to process. Oh, that's because I got a new card. Sorry.
And one person I wanted to give money to, Jacqueline, when she was running for judge, whatever I gave them, it kept kicking back off her website. So I never got it. We had to do it another way.
Oh, okay. Weird.
It is 6:29. Let me offer this thought for the day, sent to us by the inimitable Crawdad. There are days when a person wakes and despite the world feels gladness for another day. People who understand this are winners in the long run. Have another good day, sir. I'm going to meet and greet the sun again. A nice day to take advantage of psychological therapy. I miss that. I could clock about 10 miles and feel good back in the good times. I was out on my bike yesterday in that freaking wind.
Yeah, it was breezy.
And Monday is the day I ride in seventh gear, which is, you know, really push. So I was having...
Seventh gear? It's all right.
It was, I'll tell you what, My hamstrings are barking today. It is 6:29. The timeline with Rich is coming up for the 19th of March. I also hate the 19th because it's not the 20th. It doesn't feel like we're getting closer to the next payday.
March is a long month. I mean, it's 31 days, yeah, but it just seems to go by slow.
I mean, we could, as a group, go to the boss later.
Yeah.
And knock on the door. Mm-hmm. Tell him, hey, we'd like to discuss our payroll system and...
I'm trying to urinate.
Okay, when you're done, would you talk to us about this? Because we would like to get paid weekly. And they, we'll give it attention.
We must do something about this immediately.
Harumph, harumph, harumph.
Harumph.
Yeah.
I think the last time I got paid weekly was McDonald's.
Yeah.
McDonald's.
Yeah, it's usually the fast food places are like that.
I don't think I've ever been paid weekly.
Not even the movie theater?
No, that was biweekly.
Well, you guys can remember because you've each had like four jobs.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all. That was biweekly. I don't think I ever got paid weekly that I can think of. No. It was either every 2 weeks or it was on a, you know, set days of the month type thing.
6:31 is the time. These are the times that try men solves, friends. Georgia Floors Direct has been a flooring destination since 1969. Dick McAdam, back in the day when the bypass was really the bypass around Montgomery, said that the town is growing towards the east. And it won't be long before this location next to the bypass will be in the center of everything. And today it is. 300,000 square feet of warehouse housing the best selection of carpeting, tile, hardwood, laminate, luxury vinyl, plank flooring you'll find anywhere. In fact, so extensive and with such a wide variety of prices that they do business with companies and customers in seven other states. That's how great the value is. That's how great the selection is. At Georgia Floors Direct, where they save you time and money. Jeff Allenson, the most amenable man in the whole world, the template for customer service. And he's found people like Dustin and Jonathan and Q who embrace those customer service principles. So when you go, you're going to be in for a really, really good experience. By the way, they offer window blinds and marble kitchen countertops. And since they sell tile flooring, they can cut you a backsplash for that new kitchen countertop like they did for me. Plus, they have their own team of installers. So from the moment you walk in the door to the moment you're standing on your beautiful new floor, it's all Georgia Floors Direct, a flooring destination since 1969. Traffic and the timeline just ahead. What's up, Skipper?
We're getting a busy start this morning. It's chilly out, and a lot of people are already out on the roads. Busy out on Wetumpka on 231. We've got a lot of traffic on I-65 north and southbound headed into Montgomery, and a lot of traffic on 85 southbound coming into Montgomery as well. And from around the Montgomery County line inbound, watch out for some tire debris on the road. An 18-wheeler scattered a bunch of it. Other than that, try to warm up a bit this morning and have a safe drive into work. Thompson Tractor's here to help when you need parts and service. Put it on your cat card. Stop by today and ask about their wicked crazy specials exclusively for cat card customers. Thompson Tractor's on Highway 80 just off I-85. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Taking on your backyard? Steel is ready to help in your pursuit of the perfect cut. With our full line of zero-turn mowers and low-interest financing. Real Steel. Join the pursuit at steeldealers.com.
Visit Dietzful Ace Hardware, your only steel dealer in the area.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Have you ever considered turning your home into a rental and build wealth at the same time? People throughout the River region are doing that right now. By investing wisely in the right property or turning your current home into a rental is the secret. Hiring a property manager to professionally manage your property is the way to prosperity. Our company does all of the advertising, personally showing prospective tenants, does a thorough background check and credit report before moving forward. Over 15 critical services are provided to our clients in protecting the asset, but also providing the best residence in your home possible. Collecting rent on time and frequent inspections help landlords feel better about renting their house and to provide clean, well-kept homes that anybody would be proud to call home. For a complete list of property management services, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group at 221-2883 or 551-0225.
This is James Cole with Cole Plumbing, and I want to thank Blue Water Broadcasting. I have been advertising with them for several years, and they have brought me quality business. I really appreciate them.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions, combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is not headline news. Today is the first day of spring, when millions of Americans pretend they're interested in college basketball just for something to do. Fabrics retailer Joann has filed for bankruptcy. For years, Joann has just been hanging on by a thread. Video has emerged of Kate Middleton in public with Prince William. Witnesses say she appeared happy and healthy, and her circuit board only glitched once. And Madam Web is now available on home video. It contains never-before-seen footage. The entire movie. This is not headline news.
At 6:35. Of March, your host, Rich Thomas.
On the 78th day of the year, 287 days remain. Spring beginning tonight at 10:06 p.m. Central Daylight Time, which is the vernal equinox. National Let's Laugh Day. Ha ha ha! The swallows return to San Juan Capistrano Day. How do they know that?
I know that. And it, with a leap year.
Yeah, I was going to say, did they know? Did they get
they
the,
must.
They
probably get, what are they, a download or a, what do they do when something refreshes? What do they call that when you have a...
I don't know yet. You're getting there. I feel like we're close.
They send you an update on some app you use and you download it to bring it up to date. What is that called?
Refresh?
You're downloading an update. That's really all it is. A firmware update or a software update?
Yeah, one of those. Maybe the swallows get one of those.
Anyway, if you're in San Juan today, it's Capistrano Day. And the other day, the
sounds like a dish, doesn't it? I'll have the Capistrano.
Yeah.
The other day, the buzzards returned to Hinckley, Ohio.
That doesn't work that way. I'll have the buzzard. Just gross. I'll have the Capistrano. Sounds like you're about to get a fancy coffee.
Buzzards are the dumbest looking birds.
Yeah, they're pretty dumb. But how do they know too?
How do they know they're dumb?
No. how do they know about the leap year, thing?
Yeah, the Hinckley, Ohio thing is pretty amazing.
It is Red Nose Day. I've never understood that. What does Red Nose Day mean?
I'm going to guess. Okay, I think because we're at the peak of pollen, and people are always blowing their noses.
But it's for a.
That's right. There's some kind of a fundraiser or awareness raising thing.
Yeah, I think so. Is it cancer?
No, it's it ensures that it's for children. It's to ensure that kids have access to health services, nutritious food, quality education, safe spaces to learn, live, work, play. It's child poverty type stuff.
Hasn't the government been spending trillions of dollars for health care? Why is anybody going without? I don't understand.
I don't know. I don't understand it. I know that Medicaid and Medicare is a learning experience. It's quite a learning curve.
Yeah.
That's pretty interesting stuff. Chocolate Caramel Day. Okay. I'm not too much of a caramel fan, but you add a little chocolate with it. Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, I was going to say, if Bluebell does something with it, you'll enjoy it.
Yeah, probably. Oh, yeah. Probably. And it's Backyard Day. Well, it's going to be a little cool in your backyard today, but hang on.
things are going to turn around soon. 1918, Congress approves daylight savings time. And we are now trying to standardize. We're going to one day say, do you remember when we used to have to change the clock twice a year?
I don't know if it'll happen in our lifetimes, though, man.
I don't know.
In about a month, you'll be getting some daylight savings times random facts, because I worked on them this past weekend. You'll be getting some daylight savings. In fact, one of them was that Congress did pass that daylight savings time would be permanent, but the people were upset about it, and so they reversed it.
This goes way back.
Way back.
Right. And wasn't it called wartime at one time?
Could be, yeah.
I think so, when FDR, back when they approved it. 90 years ago today, in 1931, Nevada legalized gambling. Actually, that would have to be more than 90 years ago, if it's 1931. 71 years ago, 1953, the Academy Awards were televised for the first time. Bob Hope was the host. Greatest Show on Earth won Best Picture on that telecast. Now, page two. Ooh, it's sticky. Oh, you know what? It's Bluebell sticky.
Oh. Good.
I may have to go get a taste of that.
Let me lick the timeline.
Butter paper.
1957, Elvis Presley puts down a payment on Graceland, $1,000 deposit. And you want to guess what Graceland cost back in 1957?
Was it under six figures?
It was not under six figures.
200?
102, 500.
Wow.
Elvis Presley agreed to purchase the home. On this date in 62, Bob Dylan's debut album, Bob Dylan, was released. We were talking yesterday about the movie they're making, right?
Yes.
I don't know when it comes out, but it's Timothy Chalamet, who, and we looked at some pictures. Looks just like a young Bob Dylan. 1964, Sean Connery's first day of shooting on Goldfinger. He's the man. Man with the mightiest touch. Now our song of the day. This is a good one. It's from 1968, and you might be surprised what you learn about this one. School of Broadcasting students, lots of hooks in this Deep Purple classic, but hush, you may not know that this song was written by Joe South for Billy Joe Royal. It's true. And Far and Away, the big hit version, Hugh Hefner introduced Deep Purple on Playboy After Dark. Love the way this intro builds. Reached number four in 1968. Here's the hit version of Hush, Deep Purple. This here. Early in the morning, later in the evening, and that's a Joe South song. That's hard to believe.
5 minute warning.
Okay, jeez, Dad. 1975, Kiss released Dress to Kill, including Rock and Roll All Night. 1979, U.S. House of Representatives beginning televising day-to-day business in the House chambers. And I've been in that room. Boy, oh boy, that was a chilling experience to be there. And somebody got me in and said, you are a lucky guy. 32 years ago, 1992, Buckingham Palace announced that Prince Andrew and Sarah Ferguson, the Duchess of York, were separating. 95, Michael Jordan made his first NBA comeback. He rejoined the Chicago Bulls after leaving basketball over a year of mediocre Major League Baseball. And he left base. He went to baseball just for
I wonder what he really did that for. I don't think we'll ever know the truth.
Right. 96, Nelson Mandela divorced his wife, Winnie, after 38 years of marriage. 2008, science fiction writer Arthur C. Clarke dies at the age of 90. More sticky paper here. 12 years ago in 2012, Wendy overtook Burger King as the second biggest burger joint in the U.S. McDonald's, of course, has more locations than both of them combined.
Burger Kings are closing up around here like crazy.
I know, I've noticed that. 2013, NASA's Mars rover Curiosity discovers further evidence of water-bearing minerals on the planet. And now we have birthdays. You may not know who Eduardo Saverin is. He's 42 today, but he is the guy actually who financed the creation of Facebook and, you know, got screwed by Zuckerberg over the whole thing.
And he's been screwing people ever since.
If you watch the movie Social Network, which I find is fascinating, you'll learn the whole story.
I've never been able to bring myself to watch that.
Yeah, it's really good. Bruce Willis is 69 today. Harvey Weinstein is rotting in prison at 72.
Good.
Glenn Close is 77. Ruth Poynter of the Poynter Sisters is 78. I'm thinking of Fire with Elmer Fudd doing Fire. Sirhan Sirhan is 80.
Wow.
Bobby Kennedy's assassin, who doesn't remember saying that.
Because he was a CIA bot.
I think he was programmed to kill Bobby.
Absolutely.
Ursula Andress is 88 today.
I don't think he fired the shot that killed him either.
Oh, I know. There's so many. And the fact that they took the shortcut through the kitchen when they were going to go the other way. It was so much going on there. 8 days until the opening of Major League Baseball. That's going to happen in Korea. 12 days till Easter Sunday. SEC football, 172 days. And Thanksgiving, now 254 days away. I made it, Dad. That's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas. And now here's
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
On this final morning of winter, we thought we would get to freezing this morning, and we did. We're at freezing right now. Well below normal today with cool sunshine. Not as windy as yesterday with a high near 60. Clear, cold, mid-30s tonight. I've got us around 36. Spring officially begins 10:06 p.m. tonight, the vernal equinox. Frosty start in the morning. Not quite as cool during the day tomorrow with a high near 70 and mostly sunny. We'll be in the mid-40s on Wednesday night, low to mid-70s on Thursday with more sun. Scattered showers returning Thursday night into Friday. Right now, Selma is the cold spot at 30. It's 33 in Prattville. Now, MGM reporting 32 at 647.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. Check out our special spring savings on Kubota zero-turn mowers, like the Kubota Z411. At 10 miles an hour, it makes cutting around bushes, beds, and trees a breeze. Powering Alabama. Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
At 647, we have your Salem Radio News Network replay, followed by Skipper's Traffic in today's edition of The Cheap and Trashy.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
Hello.
A setback for Texas in attempts to secure the southern border. The U.S. Supreme Court has extended an injunction blocking Texas from enforcing a state law, which clears the way for the arrest and the deportation of illegal aliens. Former President Trump has been unable to secure the close to $500 million bond required to appeal a New York civil fraud judgment against him. Showdown in the South China Sea. Secretary of State Blinken, noting increasingly aggressive actions by China's military in the disputed waterway, says the U.S. stands with the Philippines. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu has agreed to send a team of Israeli officials to Washington to discuss with Biden administration officials a prospective Israeli move on the southern Gaza city of Rafah. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures are down 32 points, NASDAQ futures off 44. More details, srnnews.com.
If you're 65 or older, you know this. Seeing your healthcare costs go up and up is frustrating. And maybe you were just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing again, or you're just tired of the massive deductibles. Well, here's some good news. There's a program that can really help with this. It's MediShare 65 Plus. It's an affordable, reliable alternative. You can choose any Medicare provider. You get telehealth access anytime you need it. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. MediShare is a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith. People actually pray for for you. They encourage you. And it's proven, too. It's been going strong for over 30 years now. So call now. You can get one low monthly price for up to 10 years. You're not stuck with increasing costs. You can do something about this today. Call MetaShare 65 Plus. Find out how much you can save. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Get pool repairs and renovations right now and have the coolest pool year-round. Call Skipper Pools at 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. 356-0237.
A busy start this morning. It's chilly out, and a lot of people are already out on the roads. Busy out on Wetumpka on 231. We've got a lot of traffic on I-65 north and southbound headed into Montgomery, and a lot of traffic on 85 southbound coming into Montgomery as well. And from around the Montgomery County line inbound, watch out for some tire debris on the road. An 18-wheeler scattered a bunch of it. Other than that, try to warm up a bit this morning and have a safe drive into work. Thompson Tractor's here to help. When you need parts and service, put it on your cat card. Stop by today and ask about their wicked crazy specials exclusively for cat card customers. Thompson Tractor's on Highway 80, just off I-85. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
At 6:50, we have a call. PC.
Hey, PC.
Good morning.
Are you a first-time caller?
No, I am not. I use a different handle every time I call.
Oh, okay.
I'm just paranoid like that. Well, the information I'm going to drop on you is kind of not, I don't know, I don't want to get anybody in trouble. You were talking about the Burger King closing. Due to the untimely death of the owner of that chain in our area, they have filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy about a month ago.
I didn't know that.
So they may be dissolved. He also owns several of the Popeyes in town.
Wow. Didn't know
that. Yeah, young guy, too. Super nice guy. I mean, I'm not going to say anything more about that. But
I had asked about one in Prattville. I was stunned to find that it had closed. It's right next to Brian Jewelry. I was going to go over there for a soda. Yes,
really? That one closed? I live in Brattville. I didn't even know.
We are a vendor of theirs, and that's how we got notified through legal channels, you know, with paperwork. So, but on a good note, for those of you who used to enjoy the steak, egg, and bagel combination at McDonald's, they are back.
Okay.
They disappeared during COVID. Yes, I am on my way to the Wetumpka McDonald's right now, and I'm going to buy two of them because they went away when COVID hit in early 21. So, but they're not advertising it. We all got online and bitched and moaned for the last 3 or 4 years, and they are bringing it back, and I will have one in my little hands in about 5 minutes.
All right, thanks for the heads up on that.
They're not advertising. They're going by word of mouth. So all you listeners out there, if you enjoyed it, go get one. If you haven't tried it, you got to try it. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, man.
Well, we learned a lot from that caller.
Yeah, I had no idea about that whole situation with Burger King.
Yeah.
I've not heard anything about it.
It is 6:52, and the Cheap and Trashy is coming up. A word here for Montgomery Men South. Guys, two things that affect most men as we age: erectile dysfunction and low testosterone, and putting it off or denying it or even being ashamed about it is simply unproductive. The only shame is doing nothing when you have Montgomery Men's Health that can provide you with real medical solutions to all those issues. If you're feeling unmotivated, lack of energy, always tired, perhaps you're seeing unwanted weight gain, loss of muscle mass, even a decrease in sex drive, or it just seems like you're walking through life in a fog, knowing whether you have low testosterone is huge in combating some of these issues. As you age, doctors now recommend a testosterone test and a PSA check for prostate health annually, starting at age 18. All of this is stuff I've learned from Hannah and the team at Montgomery Men's Health. A lot of guys suffer from low T and don't realize it, but it affects the quality of life big time. The providers at Montgomery Men's Health will conduct a testosterone-focused lab workup plus a consultation for just $99. That's the test and a plan, a real medical plan to solve the problem if the numbers are off. Montgomery Men's Health has low T treatments that can change lives, and you can get back higher energy, better gains in the gym, mental clarity, improved sleep, faster metabolism. In fact, they can help you with weight loss at Montgomery Men's Health. And, of course, you'll also notice an increased libido. And you can book the same day you call. That number is 334-440-3663. Feel amazing again. 334-440-3663 or go online to MontgomeryMensHealth.com to book your appointment today. 654 back in 90.
Need storage? Riverway Storage is a 20-acre secure and monitored facility storing personal and household items, RVs, campers, and boats. They're all a part of their service. Recreational vehicles can be stored outside or under two types of covered buildings. Their facility has plenty of room, even for heavy equipment. For your convenience, registration and payments can be made online. A locally owned business located just off Redland Road at 480 Old Rifle Range Road near Wetumpka, just off Highway 231 on the way to the lakes. Visit their website at riverwaystorage.com.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now a star is born. On March 19, 1947, the world welcomed little baby Meryl Streep. The future actress...
Hey, wait, this isn't Meryl Streep. This is Glenn Close.
Oh, right. I always get those two confused. Glenn Close, a star is born.
I do too.
There's no business in show business to live events we can't.
Welcome to the Cheap and Trashy Celebrity Gossip and Showbiz Report. I'm your Cheap and Trashy anchor, Greg Udell. And let's see what's happening in the world of showbiz. There's actually quite a few odds and ends here today. Oprah got her main message across in her weight loss TV special last night.
Yeah.
In case you missed it.
We can start releasing the stigma and the shame and the judgment to stop shaming other people for being overweight or how they choose to lose or not lose weight. And more importantly, to stop shaming ourselves.
Well, I just feel like I'm experiencing something profound. Hmm. And she went on to talk about being ridiculed. Look, the woman, when she had her talk show, gained and lost enough weight to equal a boxcar. So
we've all known somebody like that who's perpetually on a diet, you know. So, but she, you're right. She has. Who is another spokesman for Weight Watchers? Marie Osmond.
Yeah, she kind of. Well, she did lose weight, and she kind of gained it back.
Yeah,
lost it again.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to exercise. That's what I'm finding out. You just got to be very diligent about it, too.
Yeah.
And I've just stopped. I've just cut out a couple of things. Most of the starches, that sort of stuff.
Sure.
Richard Simmons freaked some people out yesterday by announcing on Facebook that he's dying, but then he went on to say, we're all dying. Every day you live brings you closer to death. Did anybody not know that prior to Richard Simmons saying that?
No.
Okay.
Have a nice day.
Kate Middleton is alive. She was spotted on Saturday with Prince Willie, and there's video to prove it, at the Windsor Farm Shop about a mile from now.
But then there's still controversy about her situation.
I will save that one for later today so I can have a full-fledged meltdown about it. At 6:58, continuing on, the makers of Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey, are making a cinematic Pooniverse.
What do you mean?
And I just love that name.
Yeah, Pooniverse, right. Isn't poon like another word for
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah. That's why that got me when you said that.
Well, they're going to do it with some other characters, I guess.
That are hitting the old, what's it called?
Expiration of the copyright.
Right, yeah. Free use.
Listen to this. We're going to get Bambi the Reckoning.
Yep.
Peter Pan's Neverland Nightmare. And this one is my favorite. Pinocchio Unstrung.
That's great.
Pinocchio, it's growing.
What does Mr. Beast do on YouTube? You must know.
I don't.